It's a very powerful part of the life of Jesus, and one of the first testimonies he gave to the people. I'm very moved inside of this from this passage from the Bible, because you can see that we did illustration of this from the Gospel of Mark. We did illustration for all book. And one of these illustrations moved my heart to realize that Jesus never makes somebody sick. Only this thing is enough to believe in him. And the main question we have in this, to study about this passage, is why Jesus did this. And we have many simple answers. Probably most of you right now are thinking, because he loves us. Yeah? And this is truth. But it's too simple. It's like a bread which we have. The bread is very good, but we still need to taste it. This is the love of Jesus. Why Jesus did this? The first answer of this question we see on the same passage. Because he saw their faith. Who? He saw the faith of the friends of this paralytic man. I have one helpful verse about this from Proverbs. We can see on the screen. Yeah. Proverbs 18:24. One who has many friends can fail, but one who have friend, real friend, can be like a brother, who can be like a brother. And we see in the passage that this man had no many friends, but he had four, which is more than one. And this is very powerful for me, because in the ministry of Jesus, in general, God the Father sent his Son to build relationship, friendship with the people, to renew his relationship with people on the earth. And I believe when Jesus saw the faith of these four people bringing their friends, he was moved inside. He was moved not only from their love to their brother, but he was moved by their faith, trusting in him. Because we see that people start coming to the house. The house was not big enough. They heard about that the healer is here. And we can have idea what happened in the house of the sick man. They moved. They said, okay, maybe now is our chance to bring him and let's do it. But the room was full and they had a very big challenge. I call the second mile challenge. The second mile is not to go through the door, but go through the roof. And they moved the roof and they put the man on the bed front Jesus. This was the key moment for Jesus to say, "Son, your sins are forgiven." And this is the second very important question. They did it just now, like this, no asking. Sometimes this is dangerous for the leaders. But this is important. In our life also we have experience for many things we just have to do it. If we think so much about this, they never will happen. The other question is, I explained already why did the friends do this. This is about friendship. They love this person. Jesus showed his love to them and to him. And the next question is, why Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. It's good to know that this is the purpose of his coming to be with us, to forgive our sins. But the Pharisees, they don't like this. They was thinking that he make himself God, like a God, because only God can forgive the sin. And this again happened, moved the heart of Jesus to say something more, which is easy. He gave question now. He gave the question, which is easier, to forgive sin or to heal? And this is question which is difficult for us to answer just like this, which is easy. For me, it's easy to say, I forgive your sin, but how I can confirm this? This was the same problem with the Pharisees. If Jesus say, I can forgive his sin, I must confirm this to say that we have some connection. In many ways, we can say, okay, now we have connection between the sin and the sickness. Sometimes not, but most of the cases, we usually have this connection. And to confirm his power, because why Jesus did this, one of the answers is Jesus came, and this was in the very beginning of his ministry, and he wanted to show who he is from the people, to confirm the Father's will to be here, and to confirm that he is a God, sent by God, that he has right to heal and forgive both. Which is easier? Do you have answer? I think both are easier for Jesus because he is God. And to complete everything in this beautiful example from the Bible, Jesus told the paralytic, stand up. It's very important. He loved this man. He told him son, which is very significant. Probably he wanted to tell the others, friends, thank you for bringing this, your friend here. Probably everything was arranged by Jesus. Take your mat, your bed, stand up, take your bed, and go home. And this is the result of the forgiveness. Visible result from invisible forgiveness sometime. Because to forgive the sin is not very easy to see. But the person who received the forgiveness already know what happened in his life, what happened in his heart. This is for every one of us. We felt the forgiveness of God after we said, yes, Jesus. This man said nothing. But he stand up, he took his mat and went out front everyone. And not his mat was bringing him to Jesus, but now he took his bed on he was lying just 1 minute ago. And this is a celebration of the life, celebration of the joy of Jesus. He saw his heart in the faith of the friends. He showed his heart to the man saying, "Son," and finally he overcome all the doubts of the Pharisees who was thinking that this is not God, this is just a man. But Jesus is not just a man. Many Muslims in our region, they think Jesus is only one prophet. But when we pray with them together, they feel something different. And this is what we study. Jesus will be for us, with us forever, if we love him, if we are friends. He shows to his disciple that to be friend with him, not slave, not just servant, is more important for him. And he trusts us like friends, saying everything we need to know from him. He is not just a commander to us, not commanding us, do this and do this. Sometimes we do exactly this, what he don't want. We are serving without him, without be friends with him. If we are friends with Jesus and showing our faith, God will provide much more things to us with our obedience, with our friendship, and with our love to him. Like he loves us, we have to love each other. We know what means his love and why Jesus did this. Because he loves us, he loves the world, and he loved especially very, his love is appeared to us in very personal way. In the name of Jesus, amen. What we can bring from this? Probably everyone will answer alone.